taking you back to the top. It's Mango Groove. Monday morning, and you're on Radio Life and Style, coming to you live from the heart of Balito. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the new week and the end of the month of August. Hey, we're almost in spring. And right now we're about to spring a cool local business interview on you. And hey, maybe you've actually got some springs poking through the fabric on the couch, and you need some new upholstery. Well, hey, listen, when it comes to looking for a top-rated trusted service provider on the KZN North Coast, well, where do we go? Well, I certainly turn to the pages of Balito Connect, the online business directory where all service providers are local, certified, and given the life and style double thumbs up vetting process. And so, when it comes to upholstery, I type it in, and what do I get? Trinity Upholstery. And not just online, but on the air right now, because Raven from the Trinity family is back in the studio with us, aka Mr. Rivers. How are you doing, Raven? Good to have you, my friend. Hey, listen, Monday is here. It's almost spring. Can you believe it?
Yes, man. Crazy, huh?
Hey, corner. But things are springing to life. We've been having some regular conversations here on Radio Life and Style. And your business is springing to new heights and new levels. And look who's just springed into studio with you. We didn't know if he was going to make it. But another trusted Trinity team member, Trust, is in the house with us. Trust, how are you, my friend?
I'm good, brother. How are you?
Well done. We're running all the way from Gauteng. I believe you've just finished an installation and you made it in time for the radio interview.
It's crazy, man.
How did the job go?
Oh, it went well, man. It went well. And, you know, I'm just glad to be here. I pushed as much as I could on the road.
Well, you did it, man. Yeah. You did it. And just going to show that Trinity, not just serving the KZN North Coast, hey, but nationwide. You know, Joburg, why not? Cape Town, come on.
Why not?
Exactly. Look, there's also some really exciting news. Okay, firstly, Trinity is like one big family, and you've been in business for how many years now, Raven?
Yes, brother, 1994.
Yo, okay.
You can count for me. I'm a bit
old. My math also this morning.
I think we're around 32.
That's it. Hey, I'll take your word for it. Wait, 2026 now? Yeah, 32. That checks out. That's amazing. So over three decades. And when it comes to family milestones, I mean, that's a big milestone. You've also had a literal family milestone this weekend. What were you celebrating?
This is our longevity. We celebrated my mom and dad's 60th anniversary.
60 years!
Wow,
man.
I just want to take an opportunity to wish them a blessed. I won't say 60 years. Another as much as Lord can give us with them. Absolutely, awesome, beautiful people. So, yes, that's our longevity.
There you go.
And my mom and dad actually built the business with me. Yeah. Because when I started the business, my dad was in a clothing factory. So when he retired, he jumped in with me. And then my mom was in a clothing factory as well. So when she retired, she jumped in with me. So they both were with me for, I'd say, about maybe 32 years now, for maybe 20 years. They both were with me in the business. So it was built. And if you look at the Trinity, father, mother, and myself.
There you go. That's the founding three.
Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. I don't mean to take anything away from that.
Yeah, I mean, no, of course.
It's a Trinity.
Amazing.
Family. And family, when it comes to our clients as well, I always say they're family, you know, because we've been dealing with people from way back. Today, we bring Trust in. So I'm actually going to hand you over to Trust for him to give you a bit of his background, where he comes from, when he started this, how long he's in the game. So Trust,
tell us about your story, man. How long, how deep your roots go?
Well, I started my business actually in 2009. Yeah, I believe it was 2009. I came to Balito in 2010.
Wow. Yeah, okay, so you've seen this place.
Yeah, I've been around.
Change and evolve.
I've been around. I mean, being around in Balito is not like it was a new thing for me, because I was born in Tongat, raised in Tongat. And from there, I went to Joburg. I think 1994.
See, there's a bit of
I think I was 15.
Bit of a theme here. 94 was a good year.
Yes.
So from there, I've been into Joburg playing football, you know, professionally. Hi. By the way.
You see,
I never knew that.
Yeah.
No, you see, you're just gonna shave the beard off. You recognize the face.
So I was playing football professionally then.
Who for?
I was playing for Bloemfontein Celtics.
Ha!
Yeah.
I was there, you for go.
There you go.
With all the legends, Daniel Matau.
Yeah,
you know, all the guys now who are in Durban, which is Tembiso Ngcobo, who played for Kaizer Chiefs.
Yes,
as well.
Yes.
Yeah, he's from Indo Edwe.
Ah.
We all grew up together.
Yes.
Oskakane and Maputi Kanyeza, all those guys, you know, we played with them. You
wow,
know.
Man.
So, but within the football industry and school, then my dad's like, you know what, I know football is your life, but you need to have something on the side that you're going to fall off if anything happens.
Of course.
You know. So, yeah, that's what I followed that, man. I followed my dad's advice. I branched into business. I find that, you know, interior designing and sort of things like that, you know, it's my passion. And I had people mentoring me. I don't know if I'm allowed to mention them.
Hey, why not?
You know, it was Elsa van der Kerk.
Yeah.
Yeah, she introduced me to this whole interior business
this
thing.
World.
So, met Elsa. We, you know, she mentored me from start to finish.
That's brilliant. You know,
then came back to Joburg. From Joburg, came back to Durban. And unfortunately, my dad was very sick, and that's where I quit football. You know, being as an elderly son, and I had to look after my dad from there. I know there was no time for training and playing football, and my dad was very, very, very sick, you know. So
you stepped up.
So I stepped up as an elderly guy, our son, and took over my family, you know, because my mom is all the way in Eastern Cape. My dad is here in Durban with me. So I had to take over, man. So that's where I fell on the football side. I said, you know what? I'd rather just keep focus on my dad instead of continuing this football career.
There you go. You see, there's also this theme of family that's coming through today on the stories.
It was a family first. So that's where I realized that, you know, while I'm still dealing with my dad, I can just do the business as well on the side.
Hey, well, listen, you might know. Have had to hang up the soccer boots, but you've been scoring goals by all accounts.
Yeah, man. So that's what it is, man. So, yeah. And then to cut the story short, when my dad passed in 2005, that's where then I realized that I have no interest in doing football anymore. My years, they just escalated to the...
Let's be honest, there's a shelf life on this thing. But the game that you're in right now,
that's
an exciting one because there's no limit on that horizon.
So 2010, man, I just decided to go full house on the curtains, blinds, you know, furniture, all the interior stuff.
Amazing. You know? And when did you cross paths with Ruven and the Trinity team?
Well, I know Ruven from what is it? It's been long. 20,
if I can just 19. Jump in a bit. Trust brother, Links. We call him Lincoln. Lincoln has been working for me for what now, 15 years or so?
It's been like 20 years.
So you see,
Lincoln was also a curtain installer.
These connections,
Yes.
And now tell me something, Ruven, because we've been talking about how Trinity has been growing, expanding, and is now, you know, obviously Trinity Upholstery hints at the core of the business, but because you've got so many connections, so many deep roots, so many long-standing partnerships, there is this kind of new direction that the business is heading in, and you're really roping in those partners, good operators like Trust. And what are we calling this kind of new chapter for Trinity Upholstery?
Mike, with spring comes everything beautiful and new.
Yeah.
So what's coming soon is Trinity Living.
Trinity Living.
We've already registered the business. It's a Pty Ltd. It's going to be like a subsidiary of Trinity Upholstery. Basically, we're going to have a showroom. We're going to have a retail space. We're going to have fabric galore.
Wow.
Fabric galore. We're going to have fabric galore, meaning you walk into the shop, you buy off your rolls.
Just like that.
Off your rolls. And as I said, contacts with everything. Contacts with fabrics have been going for 32 years, so I can get you the cheapest, in the area.
And but not compromising on that
policy.
No compromising. And if you're looking for a good installer or a good operator on the interior design front, on the curtains, the blinds, whatever it is.
We got trust.
We got trust.
Yeah. And you can trust. You can trust me.
Definitely.
Oh, man. This is so cool. So listen, if you're catching the story here on radio this morning and you want to know more, maybe you want to reach out, you want to get in touch. Maybe you've got a project. Maybe you've got a new space that you're pulling together and you want it to look fantastic. Obviously, I mentioned you can find all the details for Trinity Upholstery on the Bleater Connect online platform, bleaterconnect.co.za. Otherwise, Raven, what's the smartest way to reach out and give you a bell and find out about this new Trinity Living thing?
083-341-4064. Number has never changed, never will change.
There you go.
Longevity.
At least for the next 34 years.
For the next 34 years. Now, I trust this business is going to continue way after I'm gone. And way after I'm gone, I trust it's going to be there.
And trust, can we get hold of you through Raven, hey?
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Amazing.
You can get hold of me through Raven. Because the main focus here is to grow together.
Yeah.
You know, we're growing the business as a team.
Amazing. You know? See, yes. There you go. Not a football team, but another team.
This is how this model is gonna work. It's not a such thing as like Mike, if you have to do your curtains, you come to me, Raven, you know what? I need to do my curtains. I'm not gonna bring you in and then give you a quotation or whatever. I'm going to give you trust number directly. So you know whatever trust is quoting you, that's what you're getting. It's not about Trinity making a profit out of it or a percentage out of it. It's about getting the entire network to work.
I love this model, man. Yeah. This model for a group to prosper,
yes,
for a extended family, a community of operators. So you're hearing it here on Radio Life and Style. You know it's true. Monday, giving you the scoop just before spring arrives, and I can't wait for another catch up on radio with Raven and the extended Trinity team. Great to meet you, Trust. Lovely to connect, man.
Thank you so much,
and,
man.
And so excited for this new chapter, this new page being written in the Trinity story. One more thing from you.
One more thing. Last week we were here with Pauline. You remember Pauline?
Of course.
Trust used to work with Pauline.
Aye, you see all these connections, all these crossovers.
Yeah. Trust used to work with Pauline. So,
but what do they say? Talent attracts talent. Hey?
Talent attracts talent.
Good people work with good people.
Yeah, and what Pauline definitely mentioned last week, whereby she doesn't follow trend, she works with you. She sits down, gets to know you, gets to know the family, and that is what Trinity has been doing for the past 32 years. We don't just give you what you want.
Definitely.
You know, what we want. We give you what you want.
Hey,
yeah. All our manufacturing comes into the factory, but not one leaves without our client having a say from inception, from the frame to the finished part.
That's the Trinity difference.
Yes,
beautiful.
You're hearing it here on Radio Life and Style. Check them out online right now and find them on bleaterconnect.co.za.